So first of all, I would like to assure we are absolutely confident that our penal code and relative criminal codes completely cover the enforced disappearance defined in the Article 2 of this convention. While it doesn't appear as stand-alone crime in Japanese penal code, it's fully incorporated the definition or the act defined in Article 2 fully incorporated into the multiple crimes dealing with the similar situations. So as most of the distinguished committee members are aware, I don't need to quote any instance, but as you know, unlawful capture or unlawful confinement or crime of kidnapping for a variety of purposes, crime of buying or selling of human beings, crime of assault, cruelty by special public officers, are some of these examples. And with these multiple crimes, we have fully covered the conventions. So I know the distinguished committee members, Ms. Korakovic-Bojovic, addressed there is some gap between the definition of the enforced disappearance in the convention and the multiple provisions of Japanese penal code, but I will assure you there's no gap between them. And yeah, together with this point, I would like to bring to your attention that Japanese penal code or statutes that criminalize acts of enforced disappearance doesn't necessarily request the element of refusal of acknowledgement or concealment of the fate or whereabouts of the disappeared person, which means that we, the prosecutors in Japan, that don't need to establish these two elements to indict the perpetrators of the enforced disappearance. So regardless of these elements, like all the perpetrators who committed the arrest, detention, abductions, or any other form of deprivation of liberty will be held accountable in the criminal justice. Thank you very much.